Crashing the gate, doing 98. Pass, shoot, score. Go, Avs, go. Skate, hit, grind it. Go, Avs, go. Hit, punt, scrum, go, Avs, go.
Hello and welcome to the Colorado Hockey Podcast, your TLDR in a world of long-form jibber-jabber. This podcast is brought to you by Avs Loop, an experimental project from AvsFam and ColoradoHockey.com, and read for you by 11 Labs. As the Avalanche progresses through the playoffs, the coaching staff's ability to adapt and refine their strategies has been evident. Coach Jared Bednar's approach to minimizing errors and optimizing defensive tactics has shown significant results. By progressively tightening their gameplay, the Avalanche has managed to maintain pressure while reducing their vulnerability. A key aspect of their recent success lies in their enhanced defensive cohesion. The team has systematically reduced mistakes from game to game, an approach that has fortified their defense and enabled more controlled offensive breakouts. Bednar points out, "We made less in game two, we made less in game three. We probably made less here tonight on the defensive side of things." This meticulous attention to defensive detail ensures that the team is not just reacting, but dictating the pace of the game. On the ice, Val's role as a leader has been crucial. His ability to consistently perform under pressure and rally his teammates has been a cornerstone of the team's strategy. His 9-point streak prior to key games is a testament to his crucial role in the playoffs. Additionally, the emergence of Kovalenko as a reliable player, despite limited practice time, highlights the depth and readiness of the team. His performance, though limited in minutes, was impactful, showcasing his responsibility and physicality, qualities that are essential in high-stakes games. Bringing in some community insights, Brendan McNicholas highlights a remarkable milestone. Kovalenko's father, Andrei, played for Colorado during their inaugural season of 1995-96. They are the first father-son to appear in a game for the Avalanche. He also notes Kovalenko's unique debut. Kovalenko will become the third Avalanche player, since relocating, to make his NHL debut in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Mike Kelly points out the exceptional skill on display, a couple of power play goals for the Avs today. Watching their second one, it's wild how easy McKinnon makes it look entering the zone to get set up. A one-man, almost guaranteed entry, Mount Rushmore of most unstoppable things in hockey. Fan enthusiasm is palpable as Megawatt shares choo-choo with the hat trick to seal the deal. Nothing is better than watching the team try like hell to get choo-choo the Hattie. I love this team. When this series started, Georgie was undeniably soft in net, taking a lot of heat from the online community with calls to replace him. Yet, he's rebounded and responded with great play, causing the pendulum to swing 180 degrees. The former critics are now his defenders, praising his improved performance. The megaphone of the fans has never been louder, and it must be brutal to be a player these days. The takeaway here is to embody the poise of the coach and remember that it's a best of seven. There will be ups and downs, but this is the team we have, and it's ride or die from here. Stay tuned as we continue to bring you detailed shots of Colorado hockey without all the filler. Be sure to keep an eye on avsloop.com and follow us on Twitter at Avsloop. May your pucks be frozen, the ice smooth, and the net wide open. And now, for your listening pleasure, a song inspired by Mark Moser called Crashing the Gate Doing 98, whatever that means. It, like Moser, is awesome.
Crashing the gate, doing 98. Pass, shoot, score. Go, Avs, go. Grind it, go Avs, go. Hit, punt, scrum, go Avs, go. Crashing the gate, doing 98.
do 98.